Thank you, Madam Chair. I very much appreciate the helpful questions from our Chinese colleagues. I will have to go back to my colleagues in Washington from the Department of Agriculture to get more specific answers to their questions. But what I can tell you right up front is that one of the things that happened in the wake of this incident was that the Department of Agriculture published more specific and detailed guidance than had been issued previously about the responsibilities of buyers and sellers for international plants. They also gave a specific outline of the documentation that was required for importing seeds from overseas, things like import permits and the necessary certificates. They also gave more information on the species that had additional import requirements. So as far as why commerce or why customs inspections did not identify these shipments earlier, I think it was simply that this guidance had not been issued previously as to the necessary documentation that online sellers would need to provide in order to send seeds into the country. The question of whether platforms had previously verified the identity and qualifications of vendors, I think the issue was that those e-commerce companies were not doing so previously, but now that our Department of Agriculture and other countries' ministries of agriculture have worked with those companies, they will have more extensive background checks on those vendors. For more information than that, I am going to have to refer questions back to my colleagues in Washington, but I'm happy to follow up and provide additional information later.
Thank you.